Okay, let's begin, I guess. Hello, everybody. This is our first meet and greet on the new map. Yay! I see a lot of people that are old faces and see some new ones here too. Hello, everybody. Basically, this meeting's going to be a little bit different than what we normally do. Normally, we have a town hall where everybody debates certain issues that are going on the server. We nag the moderators for stuff, et cetera, et cetera. This is just us saying hello, telling a little bit about ourselves, maybe a project we're working on right now, and if we need help or items or anything, just say, hey, PM me, shoot me a mail, something. So without further ado, I guess we'll begin. I'm going to go down the list of people that are in Mumble right now. Starting with Dio, just do alphabetically. So Dio, would you like to take it away, introduce yourself, maybe say a few words?
Hello, I'm Dio. I joined the server, I think, in June of 2012. And right now I'm working on an Enderman grinder.
Do you need anything from any of the community, or would you like assistance with it, or anything?
No, I'm actually almost finished now.
Cool. All right, we'll just go next to Evil Bob then. Evil Bob.
Oh, I gotta hit the button. My name is Daryl. Not working on anything special right now. I'm building my castle, farming, looking for a cow. If you have a cow, trade for something, let me know.
Yeah, just shoot him a PM either on in Minecraft, or you could even do, are you on the forum?
Every now and then.
Yeah, you could try shooting him a PM through the forum if you want to get in touch with him. Geo, are you able to verbal talk, or are you only on phone text? I'm going to assume that means he's only on phone text. Gregor, would you like to go?
Sure. My name is Gregor1942. I've been on the server since it was in the Chatcraft days. And currently I am working on just exploring the map and meeting you guys. And if you need anything, let me know. I'll sell it to you at a reasonable price.
Yeah, we haven't really established a lot of town shops yet. That's something that I imagine a lot of you guys are going to be working on coming up here. So for now, it's more of a barter system, no real set prices, and eventually it'll kind of, even out. Next up is Elkars.
Hi, my name's Craig. I've been on the server from probably June last year, and all I'm doing is like building a castle base in the wee oasis down at the sci-fi.
Do you need any items or any stone or anything right now?
Not at the minute, I don't need anything.
Cool. NGT, do you want to introduce yourself? Are you free? He might be AFK. Null Matrix, what about you?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. NGT's back. Go
Yeah,
ahead, NGT.
I'm Nightflyer. I've been playing Minecraft since the early alpha days. Come from Chatcraft as well. I started playing on Twitchcraft on its first day. Currently, I'm working on several houses. I'm doing one next door to myself. I've got a couple across the water to do. I am in need of glowstone and books, if anybody has them. I myself don't have that many resources yet. I guess that's about it.
Cool. Null, do you have just text or you got a mic? All right, I'll give him a chance to respond. I'm up next anyway, so I'm Poster Anonymous. I've been on this server since about April of 2012. Right now I'm working in the Mesa biome south of spawn. There's a smaller island off the coast that I'm wanting to build a community, mainly looking for like Mesa biome themed homes. So like those older adobe homes that you see in New Mexico and everything else, pictures. I've started one on the coast, and honestly, right now I'm just gathering random supplies. I don't necessarily need anything. I would ask that if you're going to come over and try to get hardened clay, please hollow out the mountain. Don't just shave it off the sides, because we're trying to keep the mesa biome looking as unique as it does right now. Next up, Reapin. Maybe. Precisely. Okay, Reapin. I guess Reapin's AFK. Robro, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Robo, Wobbotherum, any version of however you want to pronounce my name. I'm generally the guy you will find falling off everything and falling to my death. I'm also effectively in charge of DOT, Department of Transportation. Basically, I'm the one who's built that massive road around Leoville and doing that sort of project. So, basically, I don't need anything. If you want to continue a road, go right ahead. We've got the rough standard is 5 across with a cobbled edge, stone brick in the middle with pumpkins every three blocks and then a pumpkin. With, I think we're trying to get tunnels to be around 3 to 4 in height so horses can go through. That if you want to build a road, go right ahead. I will not be able to build every road anyone wants. So it's sort of like a bit of a free-for-all, build a road however you like. So that's me.
Thank you, sir. Next up, we've got SW.
Hello, everybody. I'm SWFan85. I kind of just came in, so I don't really know what everybody else has been talking about.
Basically, we're just doing an introduction, maybe talk about how long you've been playing on the server, any projects you're working on, and if you need any items, just, you know, give us a heads up.
Well, yeah, I've been playing since about October 2012. Just now starting to really get into working on more of the community stuff. I do have a small little specialty potions place out in the swamps east of Eureka. I'm also, one of the biggest projects I'm working on is I'm trying to help out Robro there by building out some of the road infrastructure out on that southwest part of the map. So if you're willing to help out, just let me know.
Cool. And up next is the person's name that I always butcher, Uekatree. Am I right? Does her mic work? Okay, we'll come up. Her mic is iffy. Okay, so we'll come back to her maybe. Protovan or Vander Protovsky.
Hello, I am Vander Protovsky. You can call me Protovan, as Poster has affectionately started calling me. I am known in real life as Roy Curtis, and I joined Twitcraft and Minecraft proper last summer, in June, July time. At the moment on the new map, I'm working on converting an island, a sandy island in the South East Ocean, to a sugar farm. So as a result, I have a lot of glass and sand and sugarcane to give out. If anyone, just feel free to ask anytime. I'm usually giving stuff away for free. And I'm still not done with the project. I prefer to keep it a solo project, but when it's done, it'll be public. You can come in, get sugar, and that should hopefully help with the books later on in the map's lifetime.
Sounds good. Next up is Van, our moderator.
Hey, so I feel weird calling myself Vantes, but real name's real name's Ben. So if you want to call me Ben, that's fine. If you need help with anything, just message me. Someone griefed, do a /modrec, and we'll try to get to it pretty quick. If you need lava place, feel free to message me in game or in chat. I'm happy to help. Thanks.
All right, and I kind of realized I don't know if I introduced myself. I'm Poster Anonymous. Hey. up next is Warrior Box.
Good to switch the mic on, isn't it? Hi, my name is Warrior Box. I'm female. Most people think I'm male first before they meet me. I've been on the server since April of last year. Been on Minecraft about 2 years coming up, I guess. I am currently excavating a bit of Extreme Hills, which is, people who know me know it's my habit to go inside the landscape rather than outside of it, to the southeast near the modern town. Is that going to be called Eureka now?
Yeah, the southwest, yeah. Modernopolis has been converted to...
The other east, yeah.
yes.
I'm currently extending the road past my property. I'm happy to help with the Department of Transport if anybody needs help, but having heard from Robro, probably it's wherever you find a bit that needs roading. I'd like to help more with the community builds because I came into Twitcraft late when on the last map everything had been done. So if anybody needs help with community building, I'd be very willing to lend a hand. Currently I need smooth stone to save my coal stock so that I can help with the roads. And that's about it.
Very good. Up next, I don't know, Weasel Words, do you have a mic? Are you able to talk?
Hey, yeah. Hi, I'm Weasel Words. I've been playing on the server since summer last year. And at the moment, I'm a nomad, just wandering around.
All right. And Zog, are you free? I see you're muted at the moment. Maybe you're having trouble?
What about me?
I'm coming back up.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Okay,
I was talking.
My name is Zog011. I live by Sci-Fi Land.
Cool.
What I'm trying to do is make, like, a small settlement.
Okay,
and
very
it'd really
good.
Help me if, people live there.
Okay, so if you're interested in living out in the desert, I'm assuming you're probably going to build with more of like a science fiction-y theme to the houses.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're interested in trying your hand at doing that, then talk to Zog.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I'll go back up the list here. Mollusk, are you able to talk?
Maybe. I don't know if my microphone really works, but...
It's working somewhat. You can go ahead and go.
Okay, well, I'm basically just colonizing the Mushroom Island, and that's pretty much it. I only started playing when the map reopened, so.
Very good. All right, Reppin, now you can talk, sir.
All right, my name is Reppin JC, and I just built that bridge that connected, you know, the Mesa to Spawnland. And so I'm planning to build other bridges to connect everything together, like we did on the other server. So I just would like some help building bridges, and I guess making, you know, it more compatible instead of people trying to, you know, run for 10-15 minutes just to get to their destination.
I'll get in touch with you, Revan.
Okay.
All right. We had a couple other people come in. Steven Kiwin, do you have a mic?
Yeah, I have a mic.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Steven Kiwin. I haven't really played much on the new map, but yeah, I have like a crafting table, so I've got the craft part of Minecraft done.
Very good. TC Stitch, do you have a mic? You free?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, I suppose so.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
All right, well, my name is TC Stitch. I did briefly show up on the old server, but I just never really had time to do anything, and I was never much into the multiplayer stuff, but I decided I wanted to give this more of a go. Basically, like, I've built a little house. Apparently, it's right next to DOT land. Not that I knew at the time, but hey.
Well, good. Are there any projects you're working on, or just doing the house right now?
Well, I'm getting close to finishing up the land that I grabbed. I'm trying to keep it looking kind of like it did before. Like, I'm not just ripping it all down, but I would like to get into some sort of bigger projects with other people at some point.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we're posting new projects on the forum all the time, so if you want to jump in, feel free. All right, let's see. Uekatree, are you back on?
Is this working?
Yes, now we're here.
Yep, we can hear you fine.
Cool.
Okay, I am Uekatree, a name that was never meant to be pronounceable, so don't worry about getting it right. I am currently working on expanding the roads, because I like doing that, and I'm working on building a ranch out in the mesa that Poster Anonymous was talking about.
Very good. Anybody else that I missed?
I believe Skyre Corp.
Skyre, yeah, you did hop in there. I didn't notice. I apologize. Please, Skyre, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Skyre Corp. I've been playing since November 2012 on the old map. Mostly enjoy exploring, so I can't wait to see all the roads get built up and people start living near the roads so I can see all the fantastic builds you guys will be creating.
Very good. I don't think we missed anybody else, did we?
Oh, I just had one question. Sure. What was Greg's thing that he was talking about?
What do you mean?
Like if what you wanted to build or what not have you?
I'm here to help build. I don't have a project right now. I have a couple ideas in my head that I haven't really worked out yet, logistics wise. But so right now I'm here to help other people.
Okay. All right. What did Vantes have anything that you said? Sorry, I was on the phone. It was a very important conversation.
No, I was just introduced myself and told people if they needed help with anything, feel free to message me in game.
Yeah, and we also have everything recorded and it will be posted. So if you need to review any of it, it'll be up probably later tonight.
Yep. All right. Get that sorted.
All right, and then if anyone else needs help, just let me know, because usually I get bored from time to time.
Sounds good. All right, I had up next on the topic of discussion the future of DOT, the Department of Transportation. It seems like, in the meantime, Robro basically got it started. Did you want to say anything about the Department of Transportation, Robro?
Well, I don't know what to say exactly. I mean, it was started out with Nightflyer, Linuxwitch, on other people who, Daddyfur, on the old
Daddyfur
server.
Yeah, Daddyfur and myself and Linuxwitch were the original DOT.
And then I somehow took it over and went a bit crazy with Whale Networks. So, I'm running on, so I'm just trying to get roads done and building the DOT headquarters, which is the northeast corner of the map. After that, I'll work on more roads and the other bits of projects other people are working on. We've set out the DOT standard as thought earlier on in this recording. I don't know what my plan for Whale is, since horses are a lot more prolific in this map, and so most people will have a horse, and so travelling is, and with the spawns everywhere else, the need for a large rail network is less needed. I might think of something when the server gets a bit older. But if you want to build roads, just there's bits of roads that are needing to expand, just expand away.
What about instead of rails, like maybe horse trails? I know Nightflyer's been doing that.
Horse trails sounds cool. I've never had a major thought of how to implement them, so...
Yeah, actually, I've done horse trails now. I've done on two... I run a small private server, and one of the features we've had is, on our last map, we had a great horse trail that went from basically town almost all the way out to the west end of the map. It was actually a really nice ride through the woods and different various biomes. Be happy to do it here. Of course, things get a bit dense here, so that makes it challenging. But the idea is you don't have to pave it. You don't have to put anything down. The only thing we do is we clear the path so there's no tall grass in it. We can leave it the regular grass. And then just mark it with fence posts with torches on top. And that provides enough light to make it safe. And you don't have to have them square. You can run them curves and what have you. So, you know, once we kind of define where everybody is and where the different areas of the map are, maybe we can do something further on outside of town. out towards the edges or something.
Yeah, maybe, especially from one of the satellite towns, like Eureka or...
Yeah, we could connect the corner towns that way.
Actually, yeah, that would be great. That would be better than what we were talking about on the last server, doing a large highway that would circle around and use up a lot of resources.
Yeah, because all you need is fence posts and torches, that's it.
I like the idea of that. It sounds lovely.
I like that, too.
Do you remember the horse trail we had, Warrior Box, on the old Midgard map?
No, I never saw it.
Never were? Okay.
But I'd like to. I would like to see that, and I'd like to see it here. It sounds like a great idea. As long as it's well lit.
Yes. That's the thing. And the nice thing is, if you're on a decent speed horse, even if there's mobs, you just blow right past them. They won't bug you.
Okay, well, that's something that we can look into then. This next section I have is for basically general topic discussions. One thing that I wanted to bring up first was town halls. Normally, for the newer players, we would have a town hall about once a month where we would get together, we would talk in more depth issues like what we just discussed with horse trails and everything else. Also, if we had issues we wanted to talk to a moderator about, we would bring those up. The times have been kind of conflicting for some people. For example, the person who started the town halls, Silly Chicken, he wasn't able to come tonight because he had to work. So basically, we're trying to find a way to get as many people involved as possible. And what I'm thinking we might need to do is maybe have a standard time like this, where, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern time on a Saturday, 1 month, and then the next month have a floating time. So maybe even during the week at, like, you know, 8 p.m. Eastern or something, where players who can't come in at this time can meet up at that time and still be able to talk. Did anybody have any ideas or any alternate suggestions we could try for that?
You could put them on the forums.
Well, the after we're done, it gets posted on the forums, and we encourage people to respond and add if they weren't able to attend. This is more for the live session, people who want to talk but just aren't able to get here.
Oh. You could do have everyone that wants to do it create an account on Twitcraft and put in their email address, and then you can send them email notifications saying, hey, you know, at this time we're gonna have this meeting about this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we can look into that. But did anybody have any ideas for alternate times, even, that would be more available for them, a little bit easier for them to get in here?
Well, for me, since I'm starting college back up Monday, probably like Fridays and Saturdays, because those are the days that I don't have class.
Yeah, I work Monday through Friday too, so some evenings I'm here and sometimes not. Most weekends I am available, but obviously, you know, I have stuff going on too, so.
Yeah, and that's a problem with a lot of the Council of Geezers. we work during the week. We, you know, aren't always free at the earlier times, unfortunately. For example, Asimov, he actually has kind of an odd schedule. He's in bed right now sleeping. Because he gets up and works really early in the morning.
He has to go make the donuts.
Yes, exactly. He's a baker. So, you know, people like that, if we had scheduled this meeting a little earlier, we could have gotten him in, but we wouldn't have been able to get in certain other players who weren't available until this time. So it's one of those things that we're just going to have to play around and try to find a good time. After talking to Chicken, I know he's wanting to do some of the town halls in the future. It's sounding like we might start a committee to actually handle it, so that more than one person would be in charge of hosting if another person couldn't show up, or more than one person, you know, scheduling-wise, would be involved. So that is something that will be looked at in the future. Did we have any other topics of discussion that we wanted to bring up? Any issues that you guys wanted to discuss?
Not really.
I like to discuss the rail system. I think would greatly complement the sci-fi land.
Having like a little minor, like a metro rail or something in that area, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in that area, I don't think it would be a bad thing. My issue with the rail system personally is once horses came into play, you didn't need a long rail system going all the way out to the next town or whatever.
Yeah.
I just had an idea. That bridge that I just built, you can build enough room under it for a rail system. But I was just thinking we could connect rail system to each city, each main hub, like have a main hub at each city to where it's easier.
Each city does have a hub. The problem was last, since I built a large proportion of that rail network, or we built it on the last server, yeah, definitely when the horses came into play, since I had all the signed and buy sells linked to my account, I definitely noticed a massive drop in uptake of using it. Possibly on big, like, expanse of distance, a metro system would be quite nice, so people who aren't got any horses or things could just walk to that place, and because it's a massive journey, could take the rail network, but I don't think we really need the massive extent.
Yeah,
but it might get built up.
Maybe connecting the five towns, the five main towns together.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know,
I don't know if we need to do that though, because now we do have a portal system, and that's actually the next thing I was going to bring up. That system will get you to any town significantly quicker. Now, once you get in that town, I could see if somebody starts a small community north of that town or whatever, having a direct rail that would connect from that town to that smaller community that's not linked with a portal.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of rail systems, but I don't see a big advantage to connecting with cities. And if you do have a rail system, I recommend doing it underground. Impact.
And light the heck out of the tunnels.
Please.
I concur.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that would be something I would be desperately interested in doing. I love doing rail systems.
Okay, well, maybe when the map builds up some more, that's something that we could look into, looking at small communities that are starting up and building underground rails from those communities to one of the hub towns, which is what I wanted to bring up next, actually, the hub towns. Seems like a lot of players are still building right around the main spawn of Neo-Leoville, or what I'm calling Neo-Leoville, at least. There are other hub towns, and it's very quickly, you know, they're very quickly accessible, I should say. So just any of you guys that are listening, there's nothing wrong with building. There's actually more land, more stuff to do, you know, where you can build, more places out this way. So you don't have to stay hooked into that main spawn area. You can spread out.
And in fact, please do spread out so that we're not so densely packed in. You know, there's kind of it's not really a defined distance between builds, but reasonable distance between builds. So you don't have to build block to block next to your neighbor's fence. You don't have to squeeze and pack in so that you're the nearest to spawn, you know, stuff like that.
That's why I live in the middle of an ocean.
Yes, but we're not all hermits, so...
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you know, some of us want to live near players, but we don't want to be as densely packed as Knight was saying.
Yeah, Repin found an air pocket, put a couch in it, and said, hey, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll bring up one point possibly for the mods, in a sense of, is the possibility of having portals in the spawns to go to the different spawns, so you don't have to go into the lobby and then into another world. That's an option.
That's more of a topic for a town hall.
Brought it up as a thought.
I told Van we weren't gonna beg and plead. Proto Van, did you said something you wanted to say?
So yeah, I have a few topics. First off, on the idea of spreading to the other towns, there was a nice idea raised last night on Mumble. If you guys do want to spread players around or spread awareness, do drop parties. Say like you're going to offer free stuff at spawn, but don't mention which spawn, which city. You know, like do events in the different hubs. See if that gets people circulating. You know,
I got 3 diamonds and a gas tier from that.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Or even say, hey, in one of the hub towns, I put, you know, 5 diamonds in a chest or something, and you have to figure out which one.
Just talking about like, like towns and stuff like that. Is there going to be like any payment per month for people who have businesses?
In other words, are we going to have a system similar to what we had with Leoville plots on the last map?
Yeah, like tax, per se.
I don't know, to be honest with you, and that's more of a town hall question. Yeah. So maybe, I'm like I said, Chicken and I have been talking, and I think he's wanting to get with a couple other people as well to do a town hall within the next month or so.
Okay.
So you'll probably have some more on that coming up here.
Yeah, because I think that if we do like some tax, that would increase the economy quicker than just, you know, banking.
I disagree with that though, because with the Leoville plots thing, that went good for a little while, but it was people who had the money.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this is probably something more that needs to be brought up at a town hall. Is there anything else that anybody would like to discuss?
I would like to ask anybody, has anyone seen an ocelot or a wolf yet on the new map?
Yes, that's a question we had earlier.
Negative, have not.
I have tamed a wolf, so I have a wolf.
Okay, so you've got one.
They are.
You have a wolf?
A wolf?
Yeah, because a lot of us have not even seen one on the server yet. We weren't sure if there was something going on with Spigot or Bucket or something else.
Can I go pet your wolf?
Yes. Whoa. We'll have a petting zoo set up later for you, Reven.
Yes.
So anyway, did anybody else have anything else they wanted to discuss?
I have a suggestion for
Sure. Maybe
the individual towns. If you do sort of move out into the corners of the map onto those individual towns, that maybe they should have little town hall meetings between the main one, and sort of grow community spirit between those people who are around those towns, and then bring perhaps specific issues that are related to that particular corner of the map to the town hall. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. Once they start, the community start building up, that would be great.
Maybe we could have games which have teams divided by the towns, like trivia. Trivia could have teams from each town, basically, like a pub quiz between the whole world.
Yeah, that's a great idea as well.
Hunger Games.
No, not well. Actually, I don't know, but yeah, no, not right now.
Yeah, well, once the PvP portal gets up and running.
Yeah. All right. Did anybody else have any other suggestions or anything they wanted
to
discuss?
I got something I want to add to that though. For people who are here, you might not realize it, but every little town has everything that the main spawn has. The only thing that they don't have is the big building that's dedicated to the moderators. So I mean, everything has an end or a enchantment table, community chest, place where you can get your hunger filled up. So if that's your problem, don't worry about that. Just go out into Old Leoville and build a shop or whatever.
Yeah, go explore. Like he said, all of the towns have shops. They have everything that the main one does, except for the big hall of moderators. So yes, please feel free to go out. All right, did anybody else have anything?
I'd like to suggest making a specific channel for meetings.
Yeah, we did that before.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. I just don't have, you know, full access to the Mumble server, so we just need to get with a moderator in the future to get moved into a separate room and all that.
Okay.
And to be honest, though, with how this is right here, where it says discussion 3, meet and greet, That's not a problem.
Yeah, no, we can keep doing this, yeah.
As long as, you know, everybody who comes in here is mature, and the ones who aren't, we can mute them, and they can run their mouths all day long, and nobody will hear in the recording. So, yeah, I mean, as long as everybody's well-behaved here, I don't think we necessarily have to do it, but it's possible that it could be done in the future.
I agree. I mean, we have four channels here, plus the specialty ones already, so we could just pick any of these four and do what we need to do. It's kind of like available rooms in an office building, right? You just walk in and reserve it and use it.
Precisely. Anybody else?
One question about Resource World.
Sure.
Which I haven't yet used because the map is so huge, I feel a little bit more relaxed about mining here.
Scared.
It used to be the situation in the old map that we kept our mining mainly in the resource world to spare the resources of the main world. Is that the situation here now?
That's the same idea, yes. Is basically, if you're mining, please go to the resource world. Thank you for bringing that up. It's in the lobby. It's just a single portal off of the lobby. It's facing the rest of the portals to the main towns. You go in, go off a little ways, and start digging. The only thing that may be of concern is it's an amplified biome, and also the setting is hard. So, no, there's no PvP, but the mobs can get you. That's the only downside to going over there. But honestly, I've gone there and harvested multiple stacks of hardened clay without a problem. It's not too difficult to do what you need to do over there.
Yeah, and there is a nether path to the Mesa biome in the resource world. So if you want, you can go that way and harvest over there instead of just harvesting over on the Mesa biome in the main map and shaving off the land and making Poster very upset.
And having these poor people listen to me scream and yell and mumble about how somebody came in and ripped up my mesa, yeah. Even though technically it's not my mesa. Okay, did anybody have anything else? Reaping, you're flashing.
One thing I wanted to add is more of just, remember, we're trying to build a community here, so keep an eye out for your neighbors. If you see something going on at one of your neighbors' builds that doesn't look right, you know, try to talk to a mod, somebody, just to find out what's going on, and, you know, hopefully that way we can keep the griefing down.
Yeah, be respectful of other players. Try not to do what Nightflyer said earlier about building right up against their property and, you know, over their property line even a little bit. You know, stuff like that. Geo just popped in. Geo, did you want to introduce yourself and maybe discuss anything real quick since you hopped on?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Geo. I don't know, I just finished up a witch farm on the server. And, I don't know, working on a house. Not really much else.
Very good. Did you have any topics you wanted to bring up that may not have been brought up already?
None that I can think of.
Okay. Very good. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to mention?
I think D-Bag Jones has been left out in the introductions.
He has. Can you unmute yourself? And I'm not sure. Did you have to change your name on actual Minecraft?
No, he's still D-Bag Jones.
Oh, okay.
In the game.
Then very good. D-Bag Jones, can you hear us? Do you want to say anything real quick?
Oh, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, sir.
No.
We'll give him a moment.
Hey, is that better?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Much
better.
Sorry, my mixer was turned off.
Mm-hmm. Please go ahead, sir.
I wasn't here when you guys started. I'm sorry, I wasn't at home. I just introduced myself. My name's Steve, and I get nothing else to bring up other than just to introduce myself, I guess.
Sure. Are you working on any projects right now? Do you need any items or assistance from anybody?
Not at the moment. I'm just working on getting my new house built, and I'm most of the way there working on a barn.
Cool. Very nice. All right. Did we have any other topics we needed to bring up?
Oh, a community farm. Is there going to be a community farm built?
There are several.
I was going to say that depending upon your area and everything, there are some community farms built up already. Okay. Just keep an eye on the hub towns and maybe ask a player in game and they should be able to point you to one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and there are, for people who don't know, there are melon farms in some of the hub towns as well that are piston activated, to where you can go in there and you can get usually about a stack and a half of melon to last you for a little bit.
Okay.
And also get you some seeds so you can start your own little private farm. Alrighty, guys. Do we have anything else?
Nope.
Nothing I can think of.
Alright. Then I think I'm going to close up our shortest meeting ever.
Alrighty.
We're coming in at under 45 minutes. So thank you very much for coming. Keep an eye on the forum. We will get this posted up. Robro will get this posted later this evening. And also we will probably be announcing, my guess would be the next couple of weeks, town hall for you guys. And that's where we get to Nagvan and Asimov and anybody else who will listen. So thank you for coming. Appreciate it. And if you have any questions or anything, feel free to ask. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks for organizing it, Poster.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Poster.
Goodbye.